The world is changing, and we're knowing at the same time that the general knowledge is growing, the knowledge that individuals have, I think, is going down in the opposite direction, because the collective knowledge is growing, but fewer and fewer are assimilating it, because fewer and fewer have real contact. It becomes more theoretical. I don't know. It seems to me there's so much competition. I mean, we have so much on screen now. If it's all on screen and there, you know, you have the jumping tigers and the swooping hawks and catching snakes, everything right in front of your eyes on the screen, and it's so in sharp focus and it's so engrossing, why would you want to be out there in the woods for a lifetime to see that? So you are conditioned to look for the spectacular, in which case you're not going to be surprised by the little things, not even going to notice them. Kids don't go out and play in the woods all the time anymore. They don't walk to school or run to school. They get taken by a bus, and then they get unloaded from the bus, back on the bus, back into school, and they have the books. Then they get back to the playroom, and then in front of the TV screen, and then in front of the computer screen. They don't get any contact whatsoever, unless they're going on vacation, and then they're in the crowd, and they don't get the contact. I was just watching a red squirrel there making sugaring already. So the sun today is warming it up, and sap is already flowing. So this is actually another one of the discoveries that I'm proud of. Actually, it was discovered by an Iroquois boy a long time ago about maple sugar. He, according to legend, saw a red squirrel, saw it licking sap, and that's how we learned about this food. It's coming, you know, out of trees. Who would ever think of it anyways? So while I was watching the ravens, I saw a squirrel day after day, and after a while I'd see it go into the same trees on certain days. And then I look closely and says, yeah, I could see the sap running along the branch, you know, by surface tension. And that's the perfect large surface for evaporation. And then the water is gone, and then you get sugar. It had been known that squirrels so-called drink sap for the water, but they're actually getting sugar because they're not going for the water. There's all kinds of snow out there if they wanted to drink. That's not what they're going to, you know, and you can hardly taste sugar in just raw sap. They're going actually for the little candy on there. So I wrote that up for the Journal of Mammalogy. This is, again, an offshoot from the raven studies, same as a maggot.